Salt Lake City Council member Derek Kitchen says the news of the mass shooting was difficult to take yesterday, especially because the gunman targeted the LGBT community.
There's just a real sense of disappointment and sadness and some anger that, you know, we are faced with so much gun violence in this country, and that just by being a part of the LGBT community, we are, you know, more likely to be targeted for a hate crime.
Kitchen is a pioneer for LGBT rights. He and his husband, Moody Sabaty, were plaintiffs in the lawsuit that challenged Utah's same-sex marriage ban. He says the state has come a long way, but that acts of violence against the LGBT community and other vulnerable groups are still a concern.
It's hard for us to imagine something like this happening in Salt Lake City, but, you know, if it can happen in Florida, it can happen right here in Utah.
Other Utah leaders spoke out against the violence in Orlando yesterday. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski said she reacted to the news as both a city leader and a member of the LGBT community. She called for prayers for the victims and their families. Governor Gary Herbert called the shooting a despicable and cowardly act. He ordered flags to be flown at half-staff through Thursday. A vigil is planned for Monday evening on the east steps of the Salt Lake City and County Building. It's organized by Equality Utah and will begin at 7. Terry Gilday, KUER News.